Ladies and gentlemen, rock and roll.
This podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
Place to Be Nation pop experience. Welcome to today's edition of the Video Jukebox Song of the Day. I'm Andy Atherton, finishing out the week here on a Friday. Friday here, just the month of May starting. We got a big weekend coming up with Cinco de Mayo on Sunday. Hope everybody has a good time with that. Now, not doing anything Cinco de Mayo themed, but I'm doing a song that I you know what, it popped up on 90s on 9 the other day, and I was like, oh, that's I really like that song and enjoy it, and enjoy the movie. It's from the soundtrack, so let's do that one, and that's what we're doing. So going back to 1997 off of the album. Actually, it's on two albums. It's on Big Willie Style and Men in Black, the album. It is Men in Black by Will Smith. Now, I love the movie Men in Black. The sequels, not as much. I don't think they're horrible, right? You know, Men in Black 2, you know, 3 is a little bit better. You know, Men in Black International, not a bad return. I mean, here's the thing. The first one was just so good. I mean, the chemistry between Will Smith and Tommy Lee Jones and Vincent D'Onofrio as Egger. It was just, you know, with the late, what's his face, as Zed, right? So we, sorry, I apologize. I can't remember the name off the top of my head right now. People are probably yelling at their phones. I apologize for that. But, yeah, so the song, though, too, is really good and perfectly samples a song from the 70s. And we're going to talk about it. So the YouTube link is in the description as usual. Let's hit that play button in 3, 2, 1. So we get the opening here as we see, what is that, like a fridge door or something? What is that? It's supposed to be a... something looks like it's coming out here. And we get, like, scenes here in the Men in Black headquarters here. So, one thing I did not realize that, now, this was Will Smith's first solo song, because everything up until then was DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince. So, you know, I found it pretty cool. Now, it's heard during the closing credits of the film, and heavily samples Forget Me Nots by Patrice Rushen. Now, if you've seen Men in Black, which I would assume that you have, if you're listening to this, there's the whole, one of the big things about Men in Black is their little laser thingy that wipes memories, you know, days, weeks, months, years. And so I think it's, I love how it comes in. I mean, it's like peanut butter, you know, meat jelly here, peanut butter and chocolate, which I couldn't think of a better song to sample it with. So this topped the charts here in United Kingdom, Australia, Belgium, France, Germany, Hungary, Ireland, New Zealand, Switzerland, and it was his second chart-topping song after Boom Shake the Room in 1993. Now, Men in Black did not chart on the Billboard Hot 100 because it was not released as a commercial single in the United States. And at that time, only songs that were commercially released as singles were eligible, but it did top the airplay chart. Now, here we have, it looks like Mikey from the movie here. I don't know if you remember the beginning of the movie. He's like the first alien that, this is before like Jay becomes a... agent, when Kay is there with his old partner, and he's hiding with the vagrants. Now he's dancing with the group of Men in Black. It's really, it's funny. And Mikey was a guy, so here, let's get to sing the refrain. Yeah, it's really, Now, this was also included on the album All Time Greatest Movie Songs. And, you know, now the video was directed by Robert Caruso. And we get, you know, clips of the movie coming in here. And this was definitely a change in Will Smith, because, you know, if you remember the original DJ Jazzy Jeff from French Prince, you know, you had Parents Just Don't Understand, I Think I Could Meet Mike Tyson, Nightmare on My Street. They were, you know, I wouldn't say goofy, but, you know, he started to get like a little bit of a harder edge with Boom Boom Shake the Room and Summertime. But now here we go into the more dance, I guess. That's what this kind of signals. Because later on, we get Getting Jiggy With It and Miami and a few other songs. And we got him holding up the flashy thingy, as he called it in the movie. Sorry. We just got our memories wiped. Wish I had one of those in real life. Get me out of trouble a lot of times. Maybe get me into trouble, too. All right. So that's going to bring it in to the video. But let's talk about what's happening next week. Next week, we have a kind of a big week. We're doing double shots next week. So there will be two video jukeboxes every day. One in the morning, one in the afternoon, because we are going to be celebrating a milestone birthday for a legendary performer. And that is Mr. Billy Joel, who is turning 75. So to commemorate this, we're doing a whole week dedicated to Mr. Billy Joel, 10 songs. And the Podfather will be making his return to the video jukebox all day. He'll be here doing a few songs because he is probably the biggest Billy Joel fan I know, him, Dr. G, and all them. I'd have to ask him how many times he's seen Billy. I've never seen Billy in concert. And I probably won't, because I believe he's retiring from his concerts very soon. So, but, you know, I'm not, like I've said before, I'm never a big concert guy, though I probably should have made an effort to go see him in concert, because I've always been a big Billy Joel fan. And I will be doing a few songs next week. All right, so I hope everybody has a great weekend. Enjoy Cinco de Mayo, and we will see you on Monday.